Hey, greetings. This is Jim from DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to bring you a lesson today, and it's called Using God's Word, Not Twisting God's Word. The reason I bring this up is recently I had a couple of situations, and they both illustrate, I believe, one example of using God's Word for truth, and the other example, it shows clearly twisting God's Word. Now, if you go to DontPerish.com and you click on our teaching blog, you can look up an article called Good Exegesis versus Eisegesis. And it will help you understand how to biblically study God's Word. That's what we teach people to do. But for this article, I want to talk about two areas of Scripture and explain to you what I'm talking about. So let's go to Proverbs 16, verse 27. And it says, "An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips are as burning fire." Now, when we look at that scripture and we go even into the Hebrew, we really don't see anything beyond just what it says. An ungodly man diggeth up evil. I don't believe that means he's literally digging up something. It means he's looking to do evil. And in his lips, there is as burning fire. The book of James talks about controlling your tongue. It's sinful if you don't. So Proverbs 16:27 is clearly talking about evil men that are ungodly look for evil things, and then they say and do things, in this case say things, with fire burning at their lips. Now, a brother that I know recently said to me he believes that that scripture verse could be used to tell people that they should not smoke cigarettes. So I thought that was interesting, so I went back and looked at it. And let's look at that. An ungodly man diggeth up evil. So this brother said, well, tobacco comes from the ground, right? And marijuana, things like that. And I said, yeah. And then he says, in his lips there is burning fire. Well, doesn't a cigarette or marijuana joint have burning fire? And I said, yeah, it does. So I went back, I looked at the Hebrew on this verse, and I went back to my brother and I said, you know, I really don't think it means that in the scripture, in context, that it's talking about smoking, but I can understand how you could use that verse and say, be careful, people, don't dig up evil, whether it's something from the ground or just any old evil, and don't put things burning fire at your lips like smoking a cigarette or a joint, because we know it is sinful. So in this case, I'm going to say that he's using that scripture correctly. I think he's using God's word. It's a little bit of a stretch, but he's not using it incorrectly. He's not grasping for something, a concept that isn't there. You could say you dig up tobacco and you put fire between your lips. It's sinful, because I believe cigarette smoking is sinful. I generally tell people it's bad for your temple, it wastes the Lord's money, and it's terrible for your witness, and plus it's not pure, clean, good, and true. So that's why I would tell people not to smoke. So in that case, Proverbs 16:27, I think he could probably stretch it and use that verse to encourage people not to smoke. Now, let's look. Now that's looking at a verse saying, well, using God's word correctly. Now let's look at a verse where it's the exact opposite. Psalm 12, verse 6 and 7 says this, "The words of the Lord are pure, as silver tried in a furnace of the earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." So now, in this verse, we see God's talking about his word, that it's pure, and it says that God's going to preserve his word from this generation forever. Now, there are people who tell you that this is pointing to the King James AV 1611 Bible, saying God will preserve his King James, his word via the English translation of the King James Bible. Now, if we search Scripture, I've searched Scripture all over the place, I cannot find anywhere where it says that, okay? I just cannot find that anywhere in God's word that it promotes anything else regarding the King James Bible. I believe that this is a recent man-made invention, came around in the early 1900s via a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. It was picked up in 1950 by a Baptist preacher who used this verse and said, see, God's talking about the King James Bible. There's no other scriptural evidence out of context. This is not talking about preserving a certain translation. This is talking about God preserving his word, which God has done since the beginning of time, because we have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. So this has nothing to do with King James. This has everything to do with God preserving his word. So this would be twisting God's word, using something out of context, something that has no direct correlation to what you're trying to prove. And this would be the difference between good exegesis, exiting the truth of God's word, versus eisegesis. Eisegesis says, I'm going to get the truth I want the Bible to say. So at the end of this teaching, I just want to ask, are we using God's word correctly in context, or are we twisting God's word and using it to say something it clearly does not say? So make sure as you study the word and you're teaching the word that you are using it correctly in context for exactly what it says, and not trying to prove your ways. And this is dangerous because it can take you down the path of many, many false theologies, man-made, twisted views, doctrines that are not biblical. And we love our neighbor. We love God's truth. We don't want that to happen to people. So please make sure you're using God's word correctly, not twisting it, using good exegesis for truth, not eisegesis. Go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog. You'll find lots of articles there to help you make sure you're studying the Bible correctly. Also go to John 4:24 audio. Also go to our videos at Don't Perish. They will help you as well. And of course, check out the gospel. Test yourself. Make sure you're truly born of God. Then see the 10-point test to make sure that you're not keeping false man-made religion that God hates and wants better for his people. He wants truth for his people. So thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. This has been Jim at don'tperish.com. May God be praised.